All right, so it's been a hot minute since I've done a music ramble. Now, if I recall, the last ramble that I did was when was it? Back in December, I know that. And it was about High Notes and all that, but this time, this episode of Tark's Musical Rambles is it's one of those rambles with it's one of those moments of talk about whatever interests me. I don't know where to begin. I really don't know where to begin. But I just got through listening to this really, 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 really good cover of Stevie Wonder's "Superstition," and it's rocking. You have to check it out. It's by Beck, Bogart, and Apice. Apice? I don't know, but it has Jeff Beck, Tim Bogart, and Carmen Apice, with the two latter from this psychedelic band called Vanilla Fudge, and Jeff Beck, well, he's from the Yardbirds. And oh my gosh, these people are like the dream team. Especially with their cover of Superstition. Oh my gosh, yes. If you get the chance to listen, search it up on YouTube. Please, please, please listen to it. I'm telling you, it is so awesome. I don't know why I'm talking so loud, but I am. I don't know. It just makes me excited to discover songs I haven't heard before, and they're so good. And then there's some songs I've heard before, and they still give me that sort of enthusiasm like I have right now. Okay, so let me tell you something. Another good song that I've been a pretty huge sucker for is this song by Rush called La Villa Strangiato? La Villa Strangiato? However you pronounce it. Yeah, it's one of the best prog instrumentals I have ever heard. Let alone the best instrumental by Rush. And, if you get a chance, also look up, look up the YouTube links, well, look up YouTube and search Alex Lifeson Rant. And usually he rants in like the middle part of La Villa Strangiato. And it's so hilarious. I mean, Alex Lifeson, I mean, although he is an excellent musician, he is amazing. He is such a dork. He is a goofball, and I love it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, if you get a chance to, you know, and to me, I think that they ought to make a compilation of his rants during La Villa Strangiato, and I would laugh for hours because there's this one. I remember this one rant that he did during that song, and he was like, "Oh, thank you, God, for making me not be like Paris Hilton," and he was doing this improvisation singing about Paris Hilton, like Paris Hilton. Paris Hilton, you make me sick. It's so hilarious. Yeah, but if you get a chance to, you need to search the song itself. And if you feel like having a laugh, just search up La Villa Strangiato, Alex Lifeson Rant. Yeah, you won't be disappointed. Let's see what else. There's some other good songs that I've heard. That's also been a hot minute since I've listened to. Heart, Soul of the Sea. Yeah, it's from their debut album, and it's Soul of the Sea. And oh my gosh, it's such a beautiful song. One of Heart's Most Beautiful Songs, along with How Deep It Goes, Mistral, Wind, Love Alive, Song of the Archer, all them. They are amazing. I'm telling you, Heart, that's another one of my favorite bands. And I like to dub them the Seattle Sisters. But, no, that one track that stands out in on their first album was Soul of the Sea. Either that song or Sing Child. They're all fabulous. Every single track off that album is amazing in its own way, in its own right. And I don't know. I mean, just the first album they did was very good. And yeah, I'm a huge fan of their stuff. And I'm a huge fan of Ann Wilson's voice. Oh my gosh. That woman can wail. Oh my god. I'm telling you, Ann Wilson can flat out sing. She can flat out warble. I am telling you. I mean, if you have not listened to her voice, go check her out. Oh my god. Her voice is so strong and so powerful. And I'm just in awe thinking of her voice. Thinking of her saying Magic Man and all those kind of songs, Barracuda, all them. So yeah, and let's think of another song I haven't heard in a while, and then there's some that I've just discovered. Well, it's a good it's pretty hard to think of a different song now. Oh, and there's some guilty pleasures that I really do like. I love Rod Stewart. Oh my gosh. Not that he's a guilty pleasure. I love Rod Stewart. But when it comes to that song that he did with Sting and Bryan Adams, I think the song was called All for One, All for Love. I think. If it's all for one, all for love. Excuse the crappy singing. I don't even feel like singing well today. But anyway, so that song is just, I don't know, it's been a long time since I've heard that song, because I've recently watched this Three Musketeers, and I don't know, that song brought a lot of memories back, along with Bryan Adams' Everything I Do It For You, from Robin Hood? Something like that. I can't freaking remember what that movie was called, but I know it had Robin Hood in the title. And I know Bryan Adams did Everything I Do It For You. Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm talking so fast. But yeah, I'm just naming off random songs. But yeah, they're both really good songs. All for One, All for Love, Everything I Do It For You. Two of my favorites, Bryan Adams. Besides Run to You. And, Cuts Like a Knife. Oh, and let me tell you, this song I heard this morning. I think it was this morning, yeah. And there was a song that by Styx that I have not heard in so fucking long. There's this song, I know it's from The Grand Illusion, and it was, what was the name of the song? Crap! let me think. Man in the Wilderness! Yes, that's the one. I remember the first time I heard that song, I was fawning over that song. Along with, there was another good song off of The Grand Illusion. I think it was Miss America. Miss America and Man in the Wilderness, they're my two favorite songs. Along with Grand Illusion. Yeah. And now, don't get me wrong, Come Sail Away is such a good song, but there's so many standout tracks from that album other than that. So you got the Grand Illusion, you got Miss America, Men in the Wilderness, Castle Walls, Fooling Yourself, something like that. I think it is, yeah, it's called Fooling Yourself, I think. Angry Young Man. I am so bad at remembering song titles, especially ones with the parentheses in them. Yeah, so Man in the Wilderness, I am telling you, here's another person who can sing his lungs out. Tommy Shaw. Tommy Shaw is so... Am I allowed to make a pun? Okay, he is Shawsome. He is Shawsome! I'm so sorry. Not sorry. I'm not sorry for making that pun. But, anyway. Yeah, and, Man in the Wilderness has gotta be one of his vocal highlights, along with, I'm gonna think of another song that he did so well. And this one is from, Paradise Theater, something like that. This one, Snowblind, even though he did half of the lead vocals. Because James Young, he was singing co-lead vocals on that song too, Snowblind. Oh my god! I have not heard Snowblind in so long, and I still remember how awesome that song is. And because, yeah, that song is about cocaine. Of course it's about cocaine. Why else? But, no, anyway. That's besides the point. I'm telling you now, Snowblind is awesome. That's another one of those songs you need to check out if you already haven't. Let's see, what else? Trying to think. What other good song then? Oh, now, you know how I mentioned that band, Vanilla Fudge? Yeah, it's a 60s psychedelic band, yeah, with Tim Boger and Carmen Appice. I can't fucking pronounce his name right. Anyway, okay, so, Vanilla Fudge. now, I remember the first time I've ever heard that band. Now, they did another cover, and it was a Beatles song called Eleanor Rigby, and, and I remember the first time I heard their version of Eleanor Rigby, I couldn't, this was when I was very immature back then when it comes to singing, very immature, because whenever I hear the vibrato to their voice, like, it makes me just crack up laughing. And no, it doesn't do that anymore. Unless it's like really exaggerated. Yeah, then that's where I laugh. But the way they sang it so slow, and they made it sound more mournful, like a dirge or something like that. And if you listen to that version of Eleanor Rigby, yeah, there are some chance that either you'll get confused or you'll really dig it. But I will tell you how they sung it, though. Because the first time I heard the vocals kick in, it was just, I heard them sing like, oh, look at all the lonely people. They sang it something like that. And I was just like, huh? What the hell did they do to Eleanor Rigby? Oh my god. See, I wasn't used to hearing that version of Eleanor Rigby other than the Beatles. Not used to having it just not sounding all sprightly like, oh, look at all the lonely people. And they sung it slower than the original. I wasn't used to that. I was just listening in confusion, half confusion, half awe. And it just made me think, I mean, the more that I listened, the more interested I got in it. And it was just like, huh. That's interesting. Yeah, I've never heard Eleanor Rigby played like that before. And then what makes it so weird is that at the end, they sneak in this, really drugged up version of Strawberry Fields Forever. And yet again, they're singing slow. Nothing to get hung about. Yeah, they sing like they're drugged out of their minds, singing it real slow. Yet again, not what I'm used to listening to. And yeah, I mean, I don't even know why, but back then it made me laugh the way they sung it real slow. I don't know. Back then I was real musically immature, and I do admit I still am. yeah. And blah, 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 blah. Okay. Yeah. So let's see what else I could think of. I'm gonna go all night. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not gonna go all night. My phone's got a shelf life, okay? Ah, okay. I am so sorry. I am hyped up from, I am hyped up to my eyeballs with caffeine. It's not even funny. Well, it can be. The choice is yours. Anyway. Alright, so, let me think of another song. Now let's think of a new song that I've... Is that particularly new? It's just something I just discovered. There's this, it's gonna take me a while to think about this one. Well, while I'm thinking about that one, I just want to mention that there was this album I came across by Queen that I haven't even heard in ages. Of course, I've heard the song I Want It All, like, almost every day. But the album, which that song is off of, The Miracle, it's been ages since I've heard that song. Because, I know I remember, I don't remember how every song went, but I have bits and pieces of melodies from each and every song, though. Just random bits and pieces, like Kashuki's Ship, The Miracle, of course, Rain Must Fall, Scandal, Breakthrough, oh my god. Now, that's another good Queen song, Breakthrough. And, I don't know, that it's one of those songs that you can listen to and you feel good and makes you feel all energetic when you hear it. Because it's, I don't know, it's just one of the best songs I've... One of the best Queen songs I've ever heard, but I would have to say my number one Queen song, which is surprisingly not Bohemian Rhapsody. No! Okay, number one Queen song that I love so much is The Show Must Go On, because that song, it proves how strong his voice is, even though he was sick on his deathbed. He kicked that song's ass and left it. And, oh god. See, this is how... I am in awe of this guy. I've always said that I was in awe of Freddie Mercury because he is one of the... He is arguably one of the best rock singers ever. If not the best. If not the best singer that has ever graced rock and roll. So yeah, Freddie Mercury, he's one of my favorites. Now, okay, so I was trying to think of this one band I haven't heard in so fucking long. Oh yeah. Oh come on, I hear them in every day now that I think of it. Genesis. Genesis is another one. Now mind you, there's some albums that I talk about, but the most talked about album that has ever graced my lips when it comes to Genesis is The Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. But I never even talk about Selling England by the Pound or Foxtrot or A Trick of the Tail. None of them. I only mention The Frickin' Lamb Lies Down on Broadway. Yeah, of course, with the exception of The Frickin' Lamb. It's not. But anyway, yeah. How far do I have to go? Oh yeah, I don't have. Let's see. So now I've mentioned that there were some songs. And I've also forgot to mention Nursery Crime. Nursery Crime. Even though I don't think the fir their first two albums al albums were that. I don't think they're that. I don't think they're anything to write home about, but yeah, they're pretty good. I like, oh, what was that song? The Knife from their second album, Trespass. And that's good. That song's good. Oh, The Knife, The Knife, The Knife. Now while we're talking about that song, let me just say that, okay, so this was before Steve Hackett and Phil Collins ever joined the band, and they had their guitarist Anthony Phillips with them before he quit, because I think I heard that he quit. He had to quit because he had stage fright, I think. I think that was why he quit the band. And so they replaced him with Steve Hackett. And anyway, so The Knife, I think it's one of their best songs. I mean, if not the best song pre-Hackett and pre-Colin Genesis days, in my opinion. Because it's so heavy, and it's a really good song. It's a song by Genesis called The Knife, and I like that song. I like it very much. But now drawing attention away from that. Now I want to talk about songs that are around the Hackett Colin era, while they're still in the band together with Hackett, Steve Hackett, and Phil Collins. Nursery Crime, which was the first album that ever featured them too, with Genesis. Let's see. I think the best song from Nursery Crime, other than the musical box is just mind-blowingly just amazing. 10 minutes worth of awesomeness and yeah, progginess, awesomeness, everything. But no, that's not okay. The Return of the Giant Hogweed is another one of the best tracks off there, and another one is the Fountain of Salmacis or something. Fountain of something. It's a Greek name. It's a song about how Hermaphroditus got trapped by this woman out of the lake, and it just falls down from there. It just goes downhill from there. So, well, no, not the song, but the tale of it. But yeah. Anyway, that song is so amazing. That one is amazing as well. And also Foxtrot. There's a song that people rarely ever talk about. Well, some of them talk about it, but there's a song that it's been ages since I've heard it, because I have the CD. I have the CD, but I don't really listen to it that much anymore, since I usually listen to stuff on my computer, and I should have ripped it on my laptop. But anyway, there's a song of Foxtrot called Get 'Em Out by Friday, and it's about this eviction of an apartment. And they move into this another apartment complex that charges twice the rent and all that kind of stuff. It's another one of those good songs, but there's just songs that they don't really talk about that much. But they're pretty good. Not as good as Supper's Ready, though. Not as good as Supper's Ready or Watcher of the Skies. No. But it's pretty close. Pretty close. And also, there's another classic of the Genesis. The Genesis. That's so stupid. I almost called them the Genesis. Oh, God, it's so stupid. Anyway, so, yeah, A Trick of the Tail. Now, this is after Peter Gabriel left Genesis. And so, I think A Trick of the Tail is one of their best post-Gabriel era. And now, this was while Steve Hackett was with them, and, my favorite song off of A Trick of the Tail, there's so many favorites, I can't even choose just one, but if I had to, I would have to say Madman Moon is one of their best off that album, because, I mean, if you listen to the instrumental break in the middle of the song, and you can see how much of an amazing piano player that Tony Banks is, because he's one of my favorite keyboardists ever, along with Rick Wakeman, Keith Emerson, let's see, who else, Tony Kaye used to be the keyboard player for, Yes. Let's see who else? Crap. I'm trying to think. It's John Lord. John Lord, yeah. Let's see. What's Rogue? Richard Wright, yeah. They're all great in their own right. I just got through mentioning Richard Wright, and I say that they're all great in their own right, and I'm just like, psh, psh. Yeah. So, yeah, it's about time that I shut this ramble down, because I think I've rambled enough. And I've made your ears bleed. And hopefully, if I didn't make your ears bleed, as always promised, you get cake if you make it to this section of the audio. You get cake. Cake for all of you, but wait. Cake is a lie. This cake is a fucking lie! I'm so sorry. I am just hyped up to my eyeballs, and I can't stop yelling. I can't stop ranting every single time. Anyway, yeah, so don't pay attention to the dork behind the microphone. Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah. So, without further ado, what I say is why or what for. Anyway, cheerio.